Welcome to this very special episode of the Nintendo Show, episode 66. I'm your co-host, Devin Moon. And with me, as always, Trevor Payne. Trev, how are you doing?
Dude, it's been so long. I miss you. Oh my gosh, I'm excited to be here. Woo!
Woo! Let it out, baby. The energy is here. It's been like 6 to 7 months. We're back, baby. Well, for now, welcome to the Nintendo Show.
Man, hype train, bringing it in. So excited. Devin.
Yes.
I freaking miss you, dude.
Dude, I miss you, too. Just hearing your silky, sultry voice again. So nice.
Silky, sultry COVID voice right now.
It does sound good with COVID. Sounds better with COVID.
Right? It kind of brings out a little. Yeah. Dude, I like it. All right. I'm glad that you agree.
Yeah. It's got COVID character, and that's what we care about. Trev is trekking through this podcast with COVID. Thank you for coming, my good man. You know, that's how much we care. This week, we will be discussing the latest Pokemon Presents and running through the headlines of which we missed during the summer, which includes Summer Game Fest, Xbox, The Showcase, and plus all the other shenanigans that we get up to. Remember, listener, if you want to be part of the show, leave us a comment on your Facebook page at the Nintendo Show, where you can send in your questions, comments, concerns to be implemented into this very show. Trev, are you ready to enter the mysterious world we call Mr. Miyamoto's Magical News?
Woohoo!
Number one. Trev, what's getting in the Pokemon Presents? Just received a healthy dose of Pokemon action. Let's get into the junk first, shall we? Because the goodness is Scarlet, Violet, all that good stuff. We're not gonna touch that right now. Let's get into the Pokemon World Championships 2022.
Yeah. Huh? We're going to focus on what's important, Dev.
What about that trophy? What about London? Huh?
Oh, well, I mean, like, big fan of London.
Yes.
Big fan of Pokemon. Big fan of Pikachu's holding a trophy. And then they have, like, a monocle. I'm like, oi, governor.
Yep. What would be better is if the Pikachu trophy was holding a Pikachu, which was holding a trophy. And that Pikachu was also holding a trophy. And it just kind of, you know.
It's just like one of those nesting doll situations. Yeah, I like
probably
that.
Probably for Russia 2020.
Oh boy.
2033 or something. I'm sorry. I hope for world peace, dude. I hope for world peace.
And you know what's going to bring us world peace, Devin?
Pokemon?
Friggin' Pokemon.
I mean, that's the only option. I don't know of any other thing that will. Pokemon Go definitely would, I'd assume. Pokemon Go also featured. Some more stuff. Ultra Beast have appeared, Trev. They have appeared.
Yeah,
I don't know what this means. This is jargon that you need to take me through this, because what's an Ultra Beast? Do I care about Ultra Beast?
Yeah, I mean, they're cool, I guess. I think that... Did I sell it?
Yeah, they're all right.
Okay, cool. You're on board now. I guess I'm totally into this. I don't need to explain it anymore.
No,
Ultra Beasts were introduced, I believe, in Sun and Moon, and they're finally coming to Pokemon Go, except for they're going to be in like specific countries at different like festivals and events. So
okay. It's
kind of like you have to go to somewhere in Brazil. I have no idea where they're at.
Got to go to the event.
But they are having like a PokeGo Fest, or what are they calling this thing? I don't know what it is. It's some kind of festival, August 27th.
Yep, you're right, Fest.
Year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty stoked about it because they're going to bring in these peeps and it'll be available for everybody. So it should be pretty cool.
Cool. Hey, go get Ultra Beast, baby. Woo, woo, woo. Hip, hooray. I don't even know what it means. Are they big?
I mean, like,
are they bigger beasts?
They're kind of like the cool ones in the game. Like, not necessarily the legendaries, but like real darn close.
Yeah. The ones that sit on the back of the bus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Make fun of the front of the bus. Yeah, they're so cool.
They're all back there with their like emo hair. They're like, look at us. We're all ultra.
What, dude? Yeah. Well, cool. Pokemon Unite. This bad boy. We got Pika Party. It's a Pika Party up in Pokemon Unite. Are you still playing this? You still up on this jargon?
I dabble with that Unite. with this, so, you know, Unite, the MOBA Pokemon game. They're having like an all-out Pikachu mode. So it's you can only be Pikachu. There will only be Pikachu that spawn as far as like the other Pokemon that you'll battle. And there will be like a Gigantamax, huge Pikachu, chunky boy, thick boy right in the middle that you can battle.
Yeah.
They all have different little costumes. You know, it's a fun little event.
It's a fun little thingy.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's a cute idea.
I do like how much they've supported this game, though. Like, they constantly constantly are adding new characters to play, which is awesome. There's been different game modes added, different maps, things like that. And yeah, I like that they're supporting it. We're into it about a year now, and you know, it's been fun. I enjoy it.
And don't forget the Ultra Beast Buzzwole has also joined the United Battles. He's swole. He's a buzzwole. You know what I'm saying? Good for
you. I'm always saying, I got to go to the gym so I can get swole like my buzzwole. And everybody looks at me weird.
Yeah. I don't know why. It's a common saying. Everyone says it. It brings peace to the world, Pokemon. speaking of not very peaceful to me, Pokemon Cafe Remix, huh? This game won't die. Keep seeing this and I'm like, shut up, you know?
Every time I spent like 2 minutes too long on this. Like, it was only like a handful of minutes, but it was way too much. Like, I was like, let's just fast forward. Come on.
Yeah. Any time with Cafe Remix is too much time. And it is always, every Pokemon Presents, I'm like, oh yeah, we have to deal with this. We got to see Pokemon Cafe Remix.
It's almost becoming predictable, right? Like, you know, okay, all right, they're going to pop off with some community thing, and then they're going to show their little mobile titles. And I mean, like, luckily there's like Pokemon Go and Pokemon Unite are decent mobile titles. They're pretty good. Yeah. But, you know you're always going to get them duds that I don't know why. Like, have you tried playing Cafe Remix?
I think I may have like once, and I,
dude, you just are like, you're grabbing like a little, it's like a, you know, like one of those Connect 3 games, but it's not. You grab the little dude and you're just spinning in circles till you touch them all. I don't understand how this game works. There's like really no strategy to it, or unless there's some Poke Cafe Remix peeps out there that want to come forward and let us know what's going on. But this game sucks. I love the art style. I think it is beautiful. I love like the painterly look and whatnot of all, all the characters.
Yeah.
But this game needs to die.
Yeah, it needs to die. You know, God, it looks good. But I'm sorry for anyone who's made it. You know? Don't want to be offensive or anything, but it's just not for me. dude, and then there was, you know, some other junk that, like we said, more mobile junk. Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet. This is the thing that everyone was waiting for. This is what we kind of wanted to get a little more taste of. How you feeling after looking at it? What's your overall feels?
I don't even know what I'm saying, man. I got that COVID brain. It's making me all excited about this Pokemon. I am very excited about this, Devin. Like, I'm more excited than I was when it was first announced, and I was pretty hyped. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe we'll have differing opinions, but
this is
definitely my most anticipated game. Like, I'm very excited about it this year.
This is over God of War, huh? This is over God of War. You're going over God of War. Okay.
I am, yes.
Okay. All right.
Honestly, I don't know why.
What is it?
I'm not that excited about God of War, Dev.
Well, me either. It's because they've shown nothing. And what they've shown, you're like, is this God of War 1? I can't. Yes. Oh, it's a little bit. It is that game, except for a little bit.
Yeah.
They have a little bit of water part. the trailer wasn't great for God of War. It's an issue. This game,
I'm sure it's gonna be great.
I'm sure it'll be, dude, it's probably be a 10, and I'll play it all the time. I love it. But this game, I mean, it's done some things that I like, right? It's got the open world thing. That's what we've been talking about this whole time. I'm back on the train with the open world. This one, I like that. So I haven't talked to you since the Arceus days.
No.
Did you like Arceus?
Okay.
Were you big fans? Where are we going there?
A little weird. All right. Let's go on a journey, Dev.
Yeah, take me on a journey.
Buckle up. Yep. All right. Game came out. Played it for like a couple days. Loved it so much. Like, it is such a cool take of like running around. I'm just hauling ass down this jungle, throwing Pokeballs at all this stuff. Like, it is fun. Like, I enjoyed it. It was really good. But then all of a sudden I stopped. Like, I got like halfway through the game and I stopped playing it and I moved on to other things. Yeah. And I don't know if maybe it just wasn't deep enough or like had enough like variety like for what I was wanting to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly it felt like almost like it's like this really polished beta version of what's to come down the road. Gotcha. Is kind of how I feel about it. Like, it was fun. I really enjoyed it. Now, fast forward to like the last couple days of COVID, that's all I've been playing. I finished Arceus actually about 40 minutes ago. And so I just barely finished it. And I had a blast. It was such a cool game. It was a fresh take. I just wish there was a little bit more, which I think is where this game, Scarlet and Sapphire. Is it Scarlet and Sapphire? Scarlet and Violet.
Violet, yeah.
I'm getting my Pokemons mixed up.
It's all right. Hey.
That's where this one comes into play. I feel like there's going to be more variety. Like they talked about this open world, these three different storylines. You can pursue the typical gym battles, you know, which I'm like, I kind of missed that aspect of Arceus in a way. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then they talked about like the school, this academy, there's going to be this storyline through there, and then something else. I don't even know what the other one is. But I love that it says that you kind of take it as you want to. Like you choose which path you want to go down. You can choose the order in which to do the gyms is what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Like a real open world game. And I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. And that's kind of like my take, it seemed like, on Arceus too. When I looked at it, I was like, listen, I like the idea of it, but it just seems so like bare bones. I'm like, what's going on here? We're just walking around an open field and throwing some balls at things and sneaking up. So I know that's Pokemon, but I feel like it'd be nice to have a little bit more. And this is where this one seems like you said, there's the three storyline thing, which I don't know, like how expansive these storylines are. It seems like, you know, yes, you get the gyms. It seems like the middle story will probably be more like the Team Rocket or whatever the bad guy is in this group and then dealing with those guys. And then the next story will probably be, I don't know if it's with the treasure. I don't know what's going on. Why were they talking about treasure? I don't know. It's that stupid. What's the thing called? What's the new?
It's the giant. Treasure.
What's oh, the yeah. Gigamax?
Gigantamax. It's
crystallization.
It
was
like terraforming.
Terrestrializes.
Terrestrializes.
Yes, thank you. When a Pokemon terrestrializes, this is very religious for me. Yes, very good. the Terra Jewel. Look at this. Look at this Pokemon tearing up over here. Kind of weird. I'm not sure if I'm into the whole jewelry look. Are you into the jewels? The family
dude, I'm
jewels.
I'm always into the family jewels. You know, I want to see more. I don't really know what it is. It's kind of like this game's gimmick, which they all have like a different little thing. Yeah. I like the idea more than a Gigantamax because like that just doesn't make sense. Having this like big old giant Pikachu. It's like nothing should be able to take that down. You know, it doesn't make sense to me. This makes more sense. Like, hey, they get shiny and they do something weird. But the cool thing is it sounds like they get like a different ability, like or a different element type or whatever.
They're not like stuck to their other element. They can do a different element. It also seems like there's like some boosting thing that when you combine certain types, it'll make it so they hit harder or something, or the moves more powerful, things like that. It's just the new gimmick, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the gimmicks for this one, you got open world and you got some diamondy crystally Pokemon, you know, and this is how that changes the battle system. You know, it's not crazy enough that it's going to ruin everyone's vibes with the game, but it's enough that it's not boring, you know, that we're doing the same thing over and over. So.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. The one thing though, Devin, that we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah.
They're adding straight up co-op to this bad boy.
Okay, so this is what I was wondering. Co-op's not a thing, It's not a Pokemon thing. Okay, so this is straight up
happening.
You can battle
online, you can trade, like in Sword and Shield, like you could go and see other people running around in those open world areas.
Yeah.
And then you can like invite your friends to those raid dens and things like that. But there was no actual just like, hey, we're just going to cruise through this game as a group of friends, catching Pokemon, battling, whatever it is that you're going to do. It sounds like, I wonder how extensive it is.
Yes.
I'm hoping that it's like a good chunk of the game. Like, I think that would be so cool to be like, hey, me and my boys, we're going to be cruising through this whole game together. That just sounds amazing to me. Now, we'll have to see how that actually plays out or if it's very limited in its capabilities, but we'll have to see as we get closer to the launch.
Yeah, I hope that would be cool. Like, I hope it's the whole game. That's my favorite stuff is like when it's the full game,
right?
The whole co-op game. Like when Halo did that and all those games started with the full co-op stuff, that was so awesome. Instead of just like, here's a portion that you can kind of enjoy. It's way better when it's the
multiplayer or whatever.
Yeah, it's way better when it's the full thing. And that'd be really cool. And yeah, that I feel like with this open world and that, on top of it, like a full co-op situation, that'd be really cool. I hope that's the what will happen.
My guess is the Switch. Is it probably isn't?
Yes, because I'm like, is the Switch? Listen, Pokemon Company's not the most technically capable company in the world, and me thinking, I just don't know how well the whole online situation is going to work, because Nintendo's not great at it already. And then you got Pokemon Company that's probably even worse at it. It's a whole issue that I'm like, I don't even, like, your game can't even run without it being framey. I don't know how it's going to work when you got four of these boys running in, but we'll see. I mean, that would be cool if they worked it out, if it's not framey or nasty, but
we'll have to see. Like, yeah. I don't know. There's some framey, chunky moments in this trailer, but I mean, there's the same in Arceus and everything. All of them had their janky.
This is probably like the less framey I've seen it, actually.
Probably, huh?
Yeah, it's the best, but that's not saying much, but it is the best. I mean, Arceus was like chugging, dude. That thing, every time you saw a trailer, you're like, we skipped like 20 frames, didn't we?
Yeah, we dropped to like 8 frames there, bro.
What's going on?
That Pokeball doesn't look like it's being thrown, it's teleporting.
Yep. The other thing I found interesting is the legendaries.
Yeah.
They look like they're playing the whole game with you. Those boys,
bad bikes. You're almost getting them early on because like all the footage and like video that we saw was you either riding whatever this legendary Pokemon in some way. And it's, I mean, what is this, Dev? Like, what is this thing?
We got Core Rhydon and My Rhydon.
Yeah,
Core Rhydon is kind of like Core Rhydon. He just uses his feet. He has wheels
because he's like an ancient Pokemon. Feet.
Yeah, because he's an old boy. He's grandpa. And then you got the new guy in town, My Rhydon, which I'll be riding because he's My Rhydon, because he uses wheels. You know,
well,
if
he's
got
like,
wheels,
he's like
wheels.
A futuristic.
Yeah, he's
got lasers.
He's the Tesla. Mm-hmm. He's the Tesla model, and over here is the Toyota Tundra or something. I don't know.
That's what you went with those Toyota Tundra.
I know cars very well. Toyota Tundra. I don't know, man. I think it is cool that you can fly or glide. Sorry, you can glide, which is Breath of the Wild action, which I love. Get up a hill, crawl up the, like you can climb up mountains too. So there's a whole bunch of good stuff on this. So it seems like the movement in the game might be cooler than the past Pokemons, and that might be kind of a nice, interesting take as well. So I don't know. I'm down for the open worldness if they're doing all this gliding and driving and flying and all, you know, doing all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So,
well, and like, that's probably something about Arceus that I really enjoyed was like, hey, you had all those different Pokemon that you would ride in some way or another, like, hey, scale this wall with this dude or glide with this one and swim with this one. And it seems kind of the same idea. It's just one Pokemon does it all.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like it. Like, I think it'll be cool. It lets you bond, you know, lets you really connect with that Rhydon.
Now, who are you going for the starter, Trev? Huh?
Violet, dude. Are you kidding?
Okay, yeah. You gotta do that, Violet. You gotta get that legendary. Who's your starter Pokemon out of the three cuties here?
Oh my gosh. Like, I am torn because Quaxly is a freaking stud.
Look at that hair, dude.
I know. Yeah. He's got the pomp going
he's
on.
He's doing
like,
pompadour.
Like, I'm really curious to see what their final stages are, but I'm probably gonna go with like the cat,
yeah.
Or the little fire lizard thing. I should have wrote their names down.
No, it's Pokemon names. It's few. I dude, even I'm looking at it. Fuecoco,
and like Fuego.
Yeah, and Sprigatito.
Sprigatito, baby. I like cats. I like leaf Pokemon, grass type. So I mean, I guess I really want to see what their next evolutions, like their different stages are. But Quaxly, I think, is a freaking stud.
No, I worry about. Yeah, that's my thing. I worry about where Quaxly's going.
He's
in
just
his future.
Gonna be straight up like, Donald Duck, dude.
Yeah, where's your future going there, Quaxly? Because it looks like you have a not a great future. You know, you look at Sprigatito here, and you're like, okay, where did they go with this? It's just going to be a cooler looking cat, right? We're going to make this cat stronger. We're going to make this cat cooler. Where do you go with Quaxly? You know, more pomp? He already has a lot of pomp. I don't know what you get douchey. That's what you do.
Yeah,
you get
he's
real douchey.
Become like a real douche. Fan.
Yeah, he's just a douche at the end of this thing. Quaxly.
Oh man, I'm so sorry, Quaxly.
He's so cute in elementary school, but he's a douche in high school. Tell you what.
Yeah, when he grew up. Oh my gosh,
he was just the worst.
What about? All right, so they did show a couple other Pokemon. You know, that are new.
Yes.
I gotta say, my new favorite because of the name is LeChonk. Did you see LeChonk?
Okay, so I was wondering if LeChonk was new. I thought we already had a LeChonk.
No, they announced it with like the first trailer, I think, months back. But
yeah.
I just wanted to bring him up, you know, because I love that name, first of all.
First grade name. Nailed it.
He is just a chunky little pig Pokemon called LeChonk. I'm like, he's going to be my main dude.
Yeah. They nailed the pig. And then the Fido. I have a feeling that Fido is going to be very popular for the cutesy folks out there. You got the dog made of dough.
Oh, yeah, the little fluffy dog. My
dog
kids are watching it with me, watching the direct this morning, and they saw it. And they, all of them in unison. Aww.
Yeah, see, there it is. Fido.
They're all so cute.
They got him. The rest, they look like cute Pokemon. You got a little Pawmi, which is like a little squirrely, fiery thing. A seed, basically a seed called Smoliv. You got a Paladin Wooper, which I guess is a different color. And the Mr. Whale guy, Satan or something. This is all garbage. Satitan. Oh, frick. These names.
Something like that. Yep, he's like a whale. They describe him as like a land well Pokemon.
Yes.
And he looks kind of cool.
He's chilling, dude.
He looks pretty cool. I can get on board with this.
Dude, I really want to get into Pokemon. So I'm starting up Sword and Shield again.
Oh,
and I am going to give it a try. Okay. I'm going round two. I got that OLED Switch now.
Oh, yeah. And you got it?
Dude, yes. Yeah, traded my others in, got me an OLED, feeling right, feeling tight.
Nice.
It's good. So these Pokemon games are really bright, you know, they're a little vibrant. So it's like nice to have a nice vibrant, it's like melting my eyeballs. I love it. It's good.
Hey, one day we'll get that, you know, that Switch Pro that we've always been talking about, Dev.
Trev, no, we won't.
Just let it die.
It's just done, dude.
I know. It's not happening. We're going to get the sequel to the Switch one day.
We've had this podcast for like 2 years, and I'll tell you what, it ain't coming, boys. We done. We'll see you on Switch 2. It's over. Yep. They've gotten their money's worth.
You know, and so, all right, a couple last little things on this Pokemon game. Like,
yes.
There's moments I'm like, oh, this looks pretty cool. Like, as far as graphically, I'm like, okay, they've done a little bit more work than they did in Arceus. But it still, you know, has those moments of like flat textures and, you know, stuff like that. I think maybe we're just hitting the limits of what we could do with the Switch.
Yeah.
Game Freak, they don't really ever really put that much into it, you know?
Yeah. They're hitting the limits of what they're doing over there too. So it's like, I don't, you know, and even it, like, it looks good enough. I think if the framey stuff wasn't an issue, it probably would be a good looking game overall. I mean, like, sure. Zelda Breath of the Wild has a similar kind of, you know, cutesy art style painterly art style. And it's like, you know, it could work. I think it's just, it just gets a little choppy and a little, you know, chibi, whatever. Sure. I mean, overall, I'm excited for it. It's like, it's the best. It's the best we got on Nintendo this year, right?
It really is.
We got Bayonetta 3 coming soon.
Like, I can't really think of much else. I can think of other things that I want to come, but like, I mean, this is going to be like the big title.
This is like the big one.
But I mean, anytime there's like an actual next, like, generation, what is this, Gen 9 or whatever, Pokemon, like, that's exciting to me. I'm excited to see like what they add, the different like variants, the, you know, just like, it's a good time. Honestly, it's my comfort food when it comes to video games, is just Pokemon, that style of game. Like, we'll get that into this later when we talk about what we're playing, but there's so many other Pokemon like games out there that are so fun to play, but it still feels like coming home when a new Pokemon game comes out, and I'm really excited.
Thank you.
Trav, let's get into the stuff we missed during the summer. It's been a busy summer. Not as busy as usual because E3 was totally destroyed. Thanks, COVID. You Jeez. Ruined it for us all. And you're hurting Trevor, my friend. Hater. Yeah, so anyways, let's talk about Summer Game Fest first, and then we'll kind of dive into Xbox Showcase. PlayStation did show up, but kind of in a weird way, and they kind of missed a few things. I mean, we could talk about their stuff, but I only got these things. So let's run through these. We'll only do the ones that really, like, we jive with.
Stood out.
Yeah, the ones that we jive with. Okay?
Okay.
So first off, on Summer Game Fest,
nothing, because none of them jive with me, Dev. Hey, no, I'm just kidding. No, hold on. I'm so sorry.
Hold on, pal. There's got to be something, okay? There's got to be something in here.
There is.
Okay. Street Fighter VI, did you jive?
No, I'm just not a fighting game, dude. Like, I like the art style. I think the favorite thing about the trailer for Street Fighter VI that they showed was the new Capcom logo. Like, the spray paint Capcom that shows up at the start. I was like, sure. Oh, I'm like, dude, that's a sick look. I'm like, that looks good. And then the rest of the game, it looks good. I like that it's not going to be locked to just, like, a PlayStation console. I think it'll do better being on multiple different platforms. But it's another fighting game that I'm not good at, and I won't put in the time to get good at. What about
For
you, Dev?
For sure. Yep, I feel the same way. Except I do like the art style better than than Street Fighter 5 and 4. I think I like the more... It's like slightly more realistic, but still in kind of a cartoony, weird way.
Yeah.
It's cool. I think it's really cool. And also, it's kind of like... I know it's really dumb, but everything's open world, and some reason you're walking around in a world in this place and you're punching people. I don't know.
Oh, man.
It looks kind of... Listen, I know it's going to be trash, that mode.
It will.
But at least they're trying. You know, I know the other games, fighter games that tried to do similar things.
I was going to say, everyone that has tried it, it's not worked out well. I'm like, people just want to get to the fighting, you know, but we'll see. I think the biggest thing that I'm excited about is I like to watch competitive play.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Like, I like to watch other people play because I'm just amazed at what people can do in these games. So that's probably where I'll be getting most of my Street Fighter VI enjoyment is on Twitch.
Yep. But glad it's here. Welcome to the next gen Street Fighter. Aliens Dark Descent. Any taste? Any little nibble on this one? The trailer sucked.
Yeah.
But the gameplay looked cool. It was like the trailer made it look like it was another first person shooter alien game that was going to suck. But it turned out it was a third person like strategy game.
Yeah,
weird.
It's definitely like the trailer. It was catching me off guard because I'm like, oh, another alien game. Yeah. And like, how many have they pumped out that just have not worked out? Have been just real trashy games.
Yeah.
Even though the IP is incredible, I think the coolest alien game was like the one that was just like Alien, like the one that where you're like hiding from the alien that's going through the ship. I was like, oh, dude, this is legit. So but like, I kind of once I got to like the gameplay stuff, I was a little bit more intrigued. I don't really know much about it. I don't think they gave us much else, did they?
No, not really. I'm sure they did, but I didn't follow it that much because the first trailer turned me off. But I did see some clips, and I was like, you know what? I love me a good strategy game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Alien, like we said, Alien, it's a cool universe. So if they play it off right, I'm down to play it. I'm down to give it a little try. For Absolutely. Sure. This one, Trev, surprised me. Callisto Protocol. Stupid name. Bad name. Dumb, stupid name, especially from the guys who made Dead Space. Good name. Great name. Memorable name. Let's think about a different name before we get going, huh? But stop. I know the game's out really soon, but maybe let's not do this Octopath Traveler triangle strategy situation, huh? Let's think of something more. Because holy crap, this game looks really good. Listen, it's Dead Space. It's just Dead Space. But that's all it has to be. I don't give a crap. You can copy it. Like, it even has the health bar on his back. Yeah, I don't give a crap. Who gives a crap? It looks awesome. I love me some Dead Space. This is Dead Space. The name is stupid as garbage, but it's Dead Space with better graphics. So, and it has the same director as Dead Space. Dude, Callisto Protocol. Don't forget that name. I know it's easy to forget. You'll forget it. Don't forget that name. Okay, Trev?
Got it.
It's gonna mark my words. It's gonna be nines,
okay
dude.
There, buddy?
It's gonna be nines. 9.5 and higher for that
game. This game is going to be pretty good, I'm sure. Now, all right, I don't know about you, Devin, and I don't know if it's maybe I'm just getting old or if I'm a baby, probably both. Games are getting real intense,
really,
man.
Really gory, huh? A little scary. Getting,
like, yeah, real realistic.
Get a little
almost
too much.
Like, Dead Space, I felt like I loved that game. Like, the second one, I was like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
the
third one was fine.
I didn't really like it.
Yeah, garbage.
But the great games, this one I'm really excited for, but I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, am I actually going to really like it? Because I'm a big baby now?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, because I feel you. Because back in the day, Resident Evil 4 really started that, like, let's kill our protagonist, like, really, really horrible ways. Yeah, like, it's only gotten worse. And this one really, like, it takes it to some extremes. Like, when he gets chopped up in the little machiney sheen, not great, you know? Not a great look. It was pretty gnarly. So, yeah, I understand the gore factor is pretty intense on that one. But for you gore heads out there, you go crazy, boys. Baby.
You gory boys and gals. Yep. Here you go.
Here you go.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm intrigued. I kind of want to see if there's like a demo or something I could test it. But just watching like the trailer right now as we're going through, like, this might be a little much for me.
It's
but I'm excited
gnarly.
For those that are excited about it.
Yeah.
There's a reason why Pokemon's probably my favorite game. Excited. Game
like I said,
I'm excited about. Yeah.
Nines, baby. Nines.
Yep.
But gory nines for sure. Mm. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Now, Trev, I'm going to be a dumb boy right now.
Okay.
Can I be a dumb boy?
Do it.
Is this a remake?
No.
Okay. Thank you. What is the old Call of Duty called? Call of Duty what?
Modern Warfare.
So is there not now? Is there not a Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2?
Yes, and there is a number 2. Then they rebooted it, I think, 2 or 3 years ago with Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and that Call of Duty was a great Call of Duty game. Multiplayer was on point. The story was really cool. I liked it. So this is probably the most excited I've been about a Call of Duty in a while, just because I like that Modern Warfare, like their last remake of the game was really good.
Yeah, I like the ones that are in our generation, like in our era,
modern
time. Yeah. So this is different, although it bears the exact same name of a Call of Duty.
Exact same name, but it is a new Call of Duty. It's part of the new Modern Warfare timeline, I guess. But like, then also part of me, I'm like, yeah, it's probably going to be an awesome first person shooter or whatever, but like, am I crazy excited about it? No.
But I'll tell you what, it'll probably make the most money this year, sadly.
Sure.
Somehow, who knows how. I don't know who's buying this game over and over again and being like, whoa dude, it's different every
time.
You
get that sick new COD,
dude, so cool, no scope, brother. Cool stuff. What does Flashback do? I'm afraid to touch the play button because the internet will freeze. So skip. Fort Solace. Do we remember this?
No, trying to think back. I'm playing the trailer right now. And it's another like kind of horror style game.
There was a lot of spacey horror things going on.
I was like, dude, they have a motif that they are going for at this thing. I'm like, I swear I've seen this game like 8 times by now.
Yeah, because there's one right here too. Routine.
Yes.
Also, another
one. Another futuristic kind of sci-fi horror.
They're all garbage. You just play Callisto Protocol.
Well, aren't they making a Dead Space? Isn't EA?
Yeah, they are.
Say they're actually going to make a Dead Space as well. Like,
yeah. So
yeah, I'm glad that they're bringing it back.
Yeah, you guys are good to go.
There's a lot of this style of game, and now odds are they're probably going to be very different games.
Oh yeah.
This one has some pretty high hitting actors and stuff like that as far as voice actors in this thing.
Yeah, so it's more story heavy probably. You got your Troy Bakers and your Red Dead boys.
Yeah, Roger Clark.
Yeah, big fan. I don't know which one he played, but I'll tell you what, a big fan of his voice. He's probably the main character.
Probably.
What was his name? Anyways,
John
whatever.
Marston?
No, not Marston.
No, that's the first one.
Yeah. What was the other guy's? I don't know. He was cool. It was a good game. Too bad. I can't forget it. Or
boring.
I did forget it. Stormgate. Hey.
It's cool. No. We've already talked
about
this about
it.
Multiple
we've
times.
It's over. Stormgate. Trev? StarCraft?
Yeah.
Warcraft?
Stormgate.
That's you know
where
anything about
that's
it?
Where like the water drains and like from the streets
Skip.
In the Stormgate.
Hi, what? This was very, listen, Summer Game Fest, there's a lot of turds going on here. A lot of turds. God Simulator 3, no thank you. Marvel's Midnight Suns, huh?
Yeah, I this like XCOM. Kind of dumb.
Oh, it's the XCOM one, huh?
Yeah, it's the XCOM one. I could get behind. This is probably one of the more exciting things for me out of this.
I could too. I just really think the costumes look really stupid. Like
they kind of do. You're right.
They look
like
real
Spider-Man
dumb.
Looks like he's coming straight from the disco, baby.
Yeah, these are stupid costumes for something called Midnight Sun. You're like, these are dumb. This is dumb. we got Cuphead, Delicious Last Course. That came out DLC. Yep. Did you play it at all?
Nope.
Yeah, it's a really hard game. Like I got like halfway through. It's fun, but it's a little too much. I feel like I think Delicious Last Course makes it easier for people, but anyways,
that's what I've heard. And it's like, you know, it's only like $8 for that expansion or whatever, and it adds I think like 8 maps or something, and you get a new playable character and a whole bunch of stuff. Like, you know, a lot of people say they really like it. I'm gonna give this a shot, Dev.
Yeah, dude, you might as well try. I'm sure you've played difficult things. You played Dark Souls.
I've played Cuphead, like, and I didn't beat it.
Okay.
But I'm like, you know, maybe I want to push myself and actually get through this. I can do it. I play hard games, but I don't know. There's just something about, like, I just really suck at Cuphead. And I thought I was good at platformers, Dev.
Well, dude, it's like bullet hell with platforming. It's really rough. Zenless Zone Zero and Honikai Star Rail.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. TMT Shredder's Revenge. Have you played it?
Whoa, we're gonna pass over the JRPG stuff, dude.
Sorry, is it good? Am I missing something?
I'm actually watching it for the first
time. Watch him quick. Tell me.
It looks like some sweet anime action. Anime RPG, action RPG kind of stuff going on. I will definitely take a look at this.
Okay. Zenless Zone Zero. Same thing.
Okay, except cool. For this one is like robots, and so actually they both look like they have robots. I don't know, dude. Are you into robots? Are you into anime?
No,
are
same
you into
game.
Hitting people's swords?
No, same game. It's cool. TMT Shredder's Revenge. Trev.
Yes.
You play it? You beat it?
Dude, it's so good. I like it. It reminded me of the good old days of like
simpler
some
times.
TMNT. What was that? Time whatever.
Yep. Turtles in Time,
dude. Turtles like Time. It was so good. Like, and I feel like they've not only just like tried to be like, oh, let's just make one of those, but they like gave it a lot of love, a lot of respect, and I like that. I think they did a great job with this game.
Yeah, I dig the art style too. Like, lots of fun animation. They did really well with the animation and the art style. I think they even upped it. It seems even better. Mm-hmm. In the Turtles in Time. So,
definitely. It has like, it looks old, but it's doing stuff that you couldn't do on a Super Nintendo.
For sure. Yeah. And I think, if you like that game, you'll like this game. I really wish that these beat 'em up games were a lot more like Castle Crashers. Like with the RPG elements, upgrading, things like that.
Leveling up, getting new swords or new weapons. But I mean, like, dude, you can't have Donatello.
Oh, sure,
now using a sword?
Sure. Well, sure. You just make those swords a little bit longer or something.
That's
just
the
make
law,
it or
Dev.
put a thing on his hand that makes it so he hits harder. I don't care what he does.
I know they should have like sweet outfits, because you see all the like action figures, you know, back in the day.
Yeah,
and had like your pizza delivery Michelangelo. Like you should be unlocking all those sweet stooms.
Yeah, dude. I just do not. I don't understand why more of these like beat 'em ups haven't kind of followed the Castle Crashers idea of like, hey, let's add a little bit more meat to this bone. Because as fun as it is, like beat people up over and over again and press the same button, it is kind of like, it would be cool if you're doing something more with it. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Just add a little bit more.
I get you. But you know, they did make it so it wasn't just like, hey, hit this button to do, you like, there's combos, there's things you can do as far as like your, you know, like it's definitely not deep by any means.
No,
but it is, you know, it set out to be a beat 'em up, and it's definitely that.
Yes. It's more than more than the old stuff a little bit. So anyways, One Piece Odyssey. Huh? One Piece?
No. Okay. No, I just got excited about like anime and stuff, but I don't really care for One Piece.
Okay. Saints Row Boss Factory, huh?
No, skip. Okay.
Nightingale. I'm looking at this. Evan. Don't remember this at all. Looking at it.
Oh, you're like chopping trees. You're a survivor game. There, it looks like there's some puzzles. You got a sweet axe.
There's an interest. And we're going on to Layers of Fear. Cool. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, next.
Maybe Gotham Knights. We should have watched these before we started the show.
Dude, this is what I'm saying. We know what games we would like, obviously, from this showcase. Like, you know, when you're in it, you're like, well, this is kind of cool. A couple months out, you don't remember any of this garbage. You're like, I watched it. And I none was of there. Don't remember. It must have not been that great. Gotham Knights. This guy, you know, it's coming. It's coming in October. Are you excited for this 4-player co-op, you know, Batman game? Are you down for this?
I felt like I would have been more excited about it, like, I don't know, 10 years ago.
When the whole Batman scene was a little cooler.
Like, you know, but like, I guess we're going to have to see reviews, see more gameplay. Like, they showed some, like, very cinematic trailer stuff, not a lot of, like, actual gameplay. So I'm kind of curious what the whole loop is and whatnot. But, I mean, it could be good. The old Batman games are great, dude. Those,
they're way good.
Dark Knight, whatever. What were they called? Gotham.
Yep. Arkham Asylum.
Arkham Asylum. Games. That's it. Yeah, those were
Arkham
great.
Games. Yeah. They were way good. But it is kind of weird that it just kind of dropped off the face of the earth. And now randomly we're getting Gotham Knights. And then we'll get Justice League. Suicide destroying the Justice League, which that sounds. My thing is, like, if you're comparing this to the other one, probably want the other one. You know, this is like the B team doing the same idea of like a 4-player co-op Batman game kind of thing, or in that DC universe. I don't know. I'm willing to give it a try. I have a feeling it's going to be chilling with the sevens, baby. This ain't no nine. This is a 7-8 game. A big surprise, randomly, not really a surprise. It was leaked before, but Last of Us Part 1.
Yeah,
you know, because you just need more. Remix.
How many times could they re-release it and like they do like the definitive edition and then we're gonna pretty up the graphics again. Like, the game looked amazing.
Looks good
back on the PS3 when it came out. This game left a lasting impression to me way back in the day, and I never played the second one. I feel like one day I need to.
You should.
But the first one I loved. Was the second one good?
It's great. I think it's on par with part
really?
One. Yeah, it's on par. It is way too long. Like, if you thought Last of Us Part 1 was long, which it does feel long, this one's like twice that. And you're
oof,
we might want to cut down a little bit here.
Dude, there's so many games that could benefit from like just doing some trimming, cutting out some of the fluff. Now, I get people love like, hey, I'm giving you 70 bucks. I want X amount of hours.
My book.
Yeah. No, dude, like, screw don't waste garbage. My time. Like, my time's important to me. I don't want to sit there and like do all this fluff stuff. Make it impactful and meaningful.
Yeah.
And if it isn't, then cut it out.
Then cut
Let's
it.
Let's get to the good stuff.
There is some really crazy, cool, meaningful scenes in Last of Us Part 2. You should try it. You should give it a go.
All right.
It's really good. It is just, I mean, if you vibed with Last of Us Part 1, it's that, but better gameplay, and the characters are still there, mostly.
Cool.
But Last of Us Part 1, better graphics. Seems like the gameplay changes, not as much as people wanted. In this little interview, they were like, there'll be plenty of gameplay changes. And then when they did the trailer, you're like, so it's not that many gameplay trailer changes. It's mostly like changes that for like, the what are the robots, the AI are thinking better, they can think smartly and do that kind of stuff. Like, the gameplay itself doesn't seem to, like the gunplay stuff like that not going to be changing too much, it seems like, but the rest, you know, there's like things for people that, you know, have issues with playing games. What is that called, Trev?
Accessibility.
There's some accessibility things going on here.
Cool.
But other than that, better graphics. Are you going to get this? Do you care about Last of Us?
I won't. It's one of those games that, like, it left such an impact on me, but I have no desire to go back to it again. Like, yeah. It's one of those games that's probably going to be forever, like, in my top maybe 10, I don't know, games of all time. Yeah. Because it had such a cool story and whatnot, but I just don't know if I want to go through that. Because it was a very stressful, very sad. It's a drag. It's a tough experience. And I'm glad I went through, because like it was cool. Yeah. And the story was incredible and things like that. But I don't think I'm going to get this. And I don't think I want to pay $70 to play that game again.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I know we were talking about the gore factor. Last of Us Part Two. Mm-hmm. It's a little, you think the first one's a little serious. Like, it gets pretty heavy.
Does it really?
Yeah. The death things are a little rough on that one too.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. And that's part of the reason why I'm like, I don't want to go through that extra stress. Mm-hmm. I think right now in like this crazy world we live in right now with everything going on.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't need additional stress.
We don't
stress,
need these vibes. Yeah.
You know, but you know, some people that's what they need, you know,
yeah.
Go for it, baby.
Do your thing, baby. All right. Well, that is that. Wow. Thank you, Geoff. Keely, that was wonderful. I remembered so many of those games. yep. Summer Game Fest.
I think we did a great job recapping, Devin.
It was a, listen,
10 out of 10.
There's no wonder why people listen to this podcast first. We're up on the news right away. Okay. Right there. Zing, baby. Right in the pocket.
You want the latest information?
Come on. Showcase, yeah. Bethesda game showcase. They'd love to show that little Bethesda too. Hey, don't forget, we bought those guys. Okay,
we bought them too. We own them.
You hear that, Sony? You feeling that? Huh?
Does it hurt a little bit?
What, you want some of this? Oh, guess what? We got Activision too, baby. You want some of that? Anyways,
you want it? We'll buy it.
Okay, well, guess what? We bought them all. And what are we doing with them? Nothing.
It's like
we're doing nothing with them.
Buys everything. Ugh. Yeah. Even though I like, whatever. If it comes to Game Pass, that means it's less money I have to spend. That's awesome.
Yeah, it all works out for us, but it just depends if the games actually come out.
Exactly. One day, Devin.
One day. Ooh, one day. Wow, Game Pass will really be great one day. Redfall.
This whole Xbox thing I like better than the Summer Games Fest. Now, I didn't think it was like amazing, yes. But there was some good announcements. I'm pretty excited about
it. So here's the thing overall with this whole show. Too much.
Yes.
Too many games. Way too much. Like, I know what they're like, all the complaints are like, hey, we just want to see the game. Stop having someone talk in between the stuff. Please let me breathe. Let me think about what I just saw. There is so much crap coming at me, dude. There was like, I don't know how many trailers.
Trailer.
Yeah, all of them exclusive. All of them on Game Pass. We get the freaking idea. Just say at the beginning.
Or have
Game
like
Pass.
A little, yeah, everything.
All of the games that you're saying. Game Pass.
Yeah.
All of them exclusives. World exclusives, because I know you love it. You can say all of them. Good. It's so annoying.
Well, with that Game whole Pass. Rapid fire like trailers, yeah. Right? Where it's like one after another, and it's like so hard to like, I mean, maybe my. Are we just getting old, Devin? I don't know. I think I need to be sitting down with like a notepad right
now. What do you TikTokers think? You TikTokers on this? Like, what do you guys think? I don't know.
Do you miss the era of like someone coming up on stage and like presenting information and then talking about it for a little bit and then moving on? Like, I miss that.
I prefer
that part of E3.
Now, Trev, let me take you to a world that where the best. Do you want the best? Ever that ever happened was the PlayStation 1 that had the concert going on. Not the one that they moved all the rooms, not the stupid one where they were moving through the rooms, but the year before where they had a live band
that
was like silky smooth. And they had a couple of like people come in there here and there being like, hey, what's up? You know, but it wasn't like Xbox where it's like, we're the coolest ever and we're going to talk about games. It was just classy. It was super classy. That's how every E3
everybody was given a monocle.
Yes, everyone had a monocle. In. Yep,
and a top hat.
And it was quick. It was to the point, and you saw good games, and it was awesome. And you had freaking God of War. I don't know if it might have been the God of War one. And you had the people going, music, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Live, baby. Some jazz, jazz, baby.
Yeah, that's what we need more in these things is jazz. Oh man, you heard it here
first. I'll tell you what, this did not work for me as far as the structure. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Too many games. But let's go through these 1,000 games and see if there's any that we want to talk about.
There's a few.
Redfall. This is the Bethesda show. This was the big like, hey, I think we saw this. I don't know when we saw it. Was it the E3 before or something that we saw the trailer for it? This one was more like gameplay.
I was going to say Back for Blood, but that's like the...
Yeah, but that's the new one. Left 4 Dead. Yeah, Left 4 Dead, but with vampires. But also they say it's a single player game and not like Left 4 Dead in that way. So it does have some kind of campaign with some kind of like story involved, apparently. Mm-hmm. These are the guys that made recently Deathloop and all of those other games. So if you're into that kind of scene, it seems like they really want you to be like, listen, I know it looks like Left 4 Dead, but it's got that Deathloop vibe, right? It's still got our DNA in it, right? And so I think they're really trying to push that, because really when I look at it, I'm like, yeah, I've played this before. It's just with vampires, and vampires are dumb.
As opposed to zombies.
Vampires are dumb. Although they're the same. But they're like sexy zombies, you know?
I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess.
Actually, I need that.
You need a sexy zombie?
I'm sold life? Now, Devin. You sold me on it. I was lukewarm at first, but now you say sexy zombie?
Okay, I'm sorry. Right.
I see where you're going.
I changed
now, it up. Is... Now, like you said, like it will have that whole like story and all that stuff, but it is co-op, though, right? It's a four-person co-op.
So still co-op, but also they keep repeating that, yes, this is a... You can play it single player.
There's more.
Listen, guys, listen to us, please. This game looks cool.
Game Pass,
so who gives a crap? And also the gameplay, I feel, is a little uninspired so far, but maybe it will be good. That's all. It just didn't blow me away. But I believe in the team. It just didn't blow me away. That's all. Mm-hmm. Hollow Knight Silksong. This is stupid. Please stop showing this game. If you do not have a time frame in which you are coming out, I don't want to see this game ever again. Hollow Knight Silksong has just been talked about forever and ever, and no one gives a crap anymore, dude. We know what Hollow Knight looks like. Thank you for showing it. Please give us a date. Give us a date. That's what I have to say about
it. I would love to know when this game's actually coming out, because they, like you said, they've talked about it so much. We're ready.
Yeah.
Just put it back in your pocket, and then, you know what? Reveal it later when you actually have a date. It looks good.
It looks good.
It's Hollow Knight, you know? So.
But my thing is they did do that. They put it in their pocket for like years, and then they bring it out on this Game Pass thing.
So it's
Xbox
like
thing.
This could have maybe been cut and like just saved for a later time.
What was the point? Like, it was just like, this is one of the trailers where I'm like,
Well, I think the big thing with this one is just so
Day
they can
one
announce
Game
that
Pass?
It's coming to Game Pass.
Yeah. Guess what? Game Pass. Everything's on Game Pass, guys. High on Life. This was a surprising game.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited about.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Devin.
Sorry. It's fun to see something different in the shooter genre, huh?
Totally.
I mean? Yeah.
And it has like some comedic factors to it. Like it's coming from the creators of Rick and Morty, right?
Yeah, Rick and Morty boys.
So there should be some like goofy kind of craziness. Like your guns are all like alive. Like they're like creatures that you're shooting out like things out of them. It is really weird, and they're talking to you and stuff.
Yeah.
It is kind of hilarious. And it graphically looks really cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's very vibrant, very colorful, very futuristic looking. Like, I'm super into it.
It reminds me of Stranger's Wrath.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yes. 100%. Right? Where you have, like, the weapons that are, you're shooting out the little, like, live ammunition.
Yeah.
That are, like,
yeah,
real creatures. And I loved that game. That game was great.
Yeah, that game rocked. So, yeah, some of that, but with, like, Rick and Morty type jokes and the guns being a little more chatty, I'm down for it. I'm down for it. And guess what? It's on Game Pass. It's free, baby.
Say that after every... oh, I love it. So, yeah, cool. I'm definitely going to play this one. This one was probably up there as far as, like, one of the announcements that I was like, oh, cool, that was exciting.
Yep. Riot Games, all their crap. Hey, guess what? Coming to Game Pass.
Cool.
If you love League of Legends, all that stuff, Wild Rift, blah, blah, blah. Hey, it's coming. So, you know, it's just all stuff you know. Plague Tale Requiem looks pretty cool. The old Plague Tale, the first one, pretty good, but it was kind of a first attempt indie type game. You could tell, like, it was a little messy here and there, sure, a little clunky.
Yeah, not this, polished or around the edges as much as a, you know,
well, like
AAA game.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like this, they've gotten the polish down a little bit better. It looks like the gameplay is a little more fluid, a little more action-packed. She's going on her revenge story, huh? Mm-hmm. Instead of running away, she's killing people.
You
know,
she's
throwing people into mice and rats and all that stuff. So
yeah,
if you're into that, there you go. Not going to say it. Screw you, Xbox. Forza Motorsport, you got the new one.
No, boy.
There's, it looks like cars.
Yep, them's like cars. Them shiny cars.
They're nice looking cars. I almost wish they looked better, to be honest. Like, they're good looking, but, like, I'm not looking at these yet and being like, why is it not real? You know? Because, like, wow,
they look pretty good.
They look good. But Xbox One looked pretty close to this.
Yeah,
that's all
I'm
saying.
True.
So I just
and
want a little.
These games
bit
are
more.
A little too sim for me. Like I'm excited. Like I said about other games, I'm excited for those that are excited.
Yep.
It, you know, Forza. They know how to do it.
Yep.
But I'm definitely more of a Horizon boy.
Yeah, I'm a Horizon guy myself. And speaking of simulator, Flight Simulator. Woo-hoo!
Number one announcement.
Oh wow. Halo's Pelican's coming, baby, and you can fly it. You remember that game that is destroying itself, eating itself? Halo? You know that one? 343, yeah. That the company that's slowly destroying Halo? Yeah. There it is. There's the Pelican. That's right there. Overwatch 2, this game. Dude, what happened to Overwatch, Trev? What's going on here? Because Overwatch, the first one, like when that game, it was hype, dude. People loved it.
Hot.
I loved it.
Yes.
Like, it was super cool, but I am not into this, dude. I don't know. Like, I'm just not vibing at all with
Maybe
Overwatch
it was
2.
Like an era thing. Like, hey, it was like newer ideas for that era, kind of like a, you know, like the whole hero shooter kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't really care to play this.
Don't at all. I just don't know what it is. It just doesn't seem new enough. It's like, I'm like, it just feels expansion-y, and I'm just like, I know there's more to it, but even then I'm just like, I don't know, man. I think I've played my Overwatch. I've done my duty.
Yeah, I think so. Well, but the thing is too, is I think like there's something weird with the release of this game with Overwatch and Overwatch 2, something about like they can play together or like there's no, there's some weirdness going on. So I will have to see. I'm intrigued to see, like, I want them to announce, like, hey, why I need to come back to Overwatch.
Yes.
And I just haven't seen it yet. Because I would love to. Like, I had fun with it. But so far, it just seems more of the same. And I don't think I want more of the same.
Yeah, me either. I'm kind of done with the same. So hopefully something new will come. Should we skip this?
Yep.
Aura history? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Elder Scrolls Online, High Isle. You care?
Good for them.
Okay. Fallout 76. What's can you imagine, Trevor, seeing Fallout 76, the trailer, it is like watching an Xbox 360 game be announced
really
in like 2022. You're like, hold on a sec. What are we doing? These graphics are horrible.
They're rough. But I mean, like, the fact that they're still supporting this game that, like, launched so poorly with, like, very poor reception.
Yes.
And, I mean, I guess the game has gotten better over time. People
That's
have
what
said,
I
like,
hear.
With the updates, I hear that it's semi-decent. But you're right. Like, it's crazy how bad this game looks in comparison to like what the other announcements are.
Yeah,
this is an old game, but it's cool. They're still supporting it. That's awesome.
But what's funny is it just like Fallout 76 looked like an old game
when it launched.
Yeah. And now it really looks like an old game. It's funny. Mm-hmm. Hot Wheel DLC that came out. I haven't played it yet for Horizon 5, but it looked really cool. It looked sweet. Ark 2 looking like a real sexy beast. You got Vin Diesel riding a dino or some shiz. I don't know what's going on.
Family.
What happened? I want him to
talk about family.
What the frick happened to Ark? I didn't think Ark had a story. What's going on here? What's why Vin Diesel's here? What's going on here?
All right. So my kids are crazy into Ark. Like, this is like one of their most played games. I watch them play.
Yeah.
And it looks really fun. Like, if you have the time to put into it.
Yeah.
I don't. No. It's a little bit too janky for me. So if this polishes some stuff up, that'll be cool. Ups the graphics would look really nice. But it's weird that they're like including Vin Diesel.
Yes.
And there seems to be like some kind of story aspect to it.
Yes. And the graphics look far better than what I imagine Ark looks like in my head. Like,
They've done updates,
maybe,
but
it's improved.
It is pretty janky though. Like it's pretty rough around the edges.
Yeah.
It needs some love. So we'll see.
Dude, speaking of body horror garbage, Scorn.
Game of the year, baby. Scorn.
Now this comes out on October 21st. So here's the thing with Xbox. So we got a lot of Bethesda things pushed back. So now we're stuck with Scorn and High on Life as our like our games that we're holding and grasping onto. You're like, oh, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to play, but I guess I'm playing Scorn and High on Life, two of like the most opposite shooters you can play this year. Scorn
this game looks so disgusting.
It is there's a point like it's just like gross. It's just gross. Yeah, I don't like it's almost like I want to play it because it looks next gen. So I'm like, finally something that looks possibly next gen. But then also my mind is thinking, this is disgusting. Like it's just
gross. I don't
know
if I could sit down and like actually play this for like hours on end. Like I don't think I'd be able to sleep. It is so
gross
and gory.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like what's special about it? Like what is it just,
you know what it reminds
is it like a horror game?
Now this is what it reminds me of. Prey. Do you remember the old Prey?
Yeah.
When the Native American dude gets sucked up into space? Yep. Yes. And he goes in and all the doors are nasty things and they're all slimy and gross. Yeah, dude, this is that. Scorn is that game.
This game
High on Life is the other one of this one. Yeah, it's gross. I will play it.
Dude, there's
I don't know if I'll like it.
You as the character are like attached to an umbilical cord. You like yank it out of your stomach.
Yeah.
I'm just like, dude, this is
you. Yeah, no,
like,
thank you.
Who? This is so gross. But yeah, this is what Xbox is bringing to the table this year is good old Scorn.
So you'll be playing it, okay? You'll be playing it because it's on Game Pass. Flintlock Siege Dawn third person action RPG. I don't know what the frick this is. We're skipping it. Minecraft Legends didn't really excite me very much.
No, and it's kind of like, it's like you're controlling a bunch of minions. You have a main character and you're controlling this like army of like creepers and something to fight off something from the nether or whatever. It just does. It looks like an old like B tier game back on like the Xbox. I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't look very good. Yeah, I mean, it's Minecraft, I guess, so how graphically crazy can you get?
Yeah.
But it doesn't look crazy fun. I even showed it to my kids that are super into Minecraft, and they are all like, hard pass.
Well, that's not great. Well, anyways.
Hey, now we're to the game that I'm most excited about, Dev.
Yeah, Lightyear Frontier.
Yes.
Explore your farming game with Stardew Valley in space, baby. Giant mech suits. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go all day.
It's full like first person looking thing. You're riding in these like sweet mechs, but think of like Mech Warrior, right, Dev?
Yes.
So you got your mechs, right?
Yeah.
All super hardcore. But let's just say, like, you know what? War's over. What do you do with these mechs, bro?
What do we do?
You put farm equipment on them.
Frick yeah.
Use them
a little
for farming,
wheat grinder
baby.
On that thing. Grind some wheat. Let's do this.
This game looks beautiful. Everything is so vibrant and like lush and like just vivid. And you're going around in this mech. You can do up to like 4-player co-op or whatever. Mm-hmm. And dude, you're just farming in this mech. And that just sounds like a good time.
It really does. Trav, I'm like getting into your vibes, dude. I'm like feeling what you're putting down.
Did you ever play like a Stardew Valley or back in the day, like, what is it? That farm game.
Yeah. Oh, my. Farm Simulator.
Yeah. Farmville. Whatever. It's on Nintendo stuff.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about.
It has a little
cow. Yes.
Anyways, I love farming games. Farming, yeah. I don't know why. Maybe
Harvest
it's
Moon.
In my roots. Maybe I need to be a farmer.
Yep.
Only if I can have a mech, though.
No, yeah, of course. It was Harvest Moon, yes? Am I right?
Yes, Harvest Moon. Yep. Yeah. And then they changed and it got less farming.
Got a little weird. Yeah,
yeah, whatever. Switched. But this looks like a good time. And it also kind of reminded me at first, like Slime Rancher.
Yes, like that's what it reminded me of.
Coloring. I thought this was going to be Slime Rancher 2 when they first showed it, because I'm really excited about that game.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, farming. I'm like, this is dope. And I think this is a fun game that, you know, you kick it with your homies.
Yeah,
chat it up while you're building a sweet farm.
Do a little robot farming. Yeah, I'm down for it. Mm-hmm. Actually, it does look pretty. I'm pretty cool. Gunfire Reborn.
Okay.
Roguelike. Okay.
Yeah, this one looks really stupid.
The Last Case of Benedict Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. For some reason, I thought this might be cool.
So they're saying it's like a Metroidvania game with a little bit of like a gothic art style.
Yeah. Maybe I thought it was dumb after I thought it was cool.
I remember seeing it and I kind of like I kept telling myself because like I should like this
kind
of game.
Maybe that's
I kept
what
telling
was.
Myself like, dude, you better like this, but like there's this. Something off about it that doesn't
it just seems like the
look
game
right.
Yeah. Something about the gameplay is a little off. It's not Metroid fluid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not silky. Dusk Falls, this came out. People were like meh about it.
Yeah.
It's like some storytelling garbage. Naraka Blade Point.
Yep, that's a game.
Mm-hmm. Crossplay, no campaign. Uh-huh. Pentiment. This
no,
looks.
Thank you.
You don't think so?
No.
I think so.
Do you?
I think it might be cool.
Tell me why you think so, Dev.
I don't know. First off, it's Obsidian, which is awesome. They're
I
always
love
usually
Obsidian
great
stuff. They have some great stuff.
It's a weird time. It's a cool time frame. 16th century. It's an interesting time period.
Yeah.
It might be cool. Story might be cool. I just say,
but
it
like,
might
what's
be
the
cool.
gameplay like? Is this like a point and click adventure kind of a thing?
Because
like the art is definitely, I don't know, what would you say, like hand painted storybook?
Like, yeah, it's like it's old
from
school,
a long time ago.
16th century, kids storybook. But it's got a murder, dude. It's got a murder in it. Listen, I'm a fool for
huge
solving
murders.
I love solving murders. So I'm down for it. It's Obsidian. It's solving murders. And it's in the 16th century, huh? Okay, well, thanks for coming. Grounded. Grounded finally coming out of early access. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This
I hear good things.
Good.
I hear good things. Yeah.
We play it quite a bit in my house. I'm excited for the actual launch of it to kind of iron out some bugs, whatever last minute content they want to add to it. But this game is really cool. Like if you've ever wanted to play Honey, I Shrunk the Kids co-op, here it is, baby.
I mean, which 90 kid hasn't? You know what
exactly.
I mean? We always
like, this is,
we all wanted to be there.
This
you know?
Is it. We're always wanted to be like, find that little auntie buddy.
Yeah.
Like, hey, auntie.
Yeah.
And
have
get
your
that
little
big old Oreo.
Cookie. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
was a cream pie? Was this baby? I think it was a cream pie one.
Was it a cream pie or an Oreo?
Dude, I swear it was a cream pie.
You might be right.
We got to get in on this.
Oh,
type
my.
That up. Fact check that. We got Aeraborn, Shadow Legacy, Skippy Skip, Diablo, mm-hmm. Trev.
Yeah,
buddy. How you feeling about this Diablo, dude?
Really good.
It looks good, actually. Yeah, it looks good.
It looks crazy good, like the graphics, especially for like a game that's an isometric view where you're like pulled back and the character's real small and it's overhead. I with like Diablo 3 and then some of the other kind of Diablo style games, I'm like, yeah, can these get any better looking? And no, they can. This game looks real good.
This is one of them. Yep. Yeah. And it's cool to see it back to its darker roots, because people would always say that about Diablo 3. And I was like, what are you talking about? It's still dark. And then I see, what's that accent? I have no idea. And then it's... I apologize.
You're from Boston? What is this?
I don't know. That. Listen, I apologize. I had a scorn moment. It was disgusting. Diablo 5, however, seeing it, I'm like,
four.
Hot. That's what they mean by darkness. That's what they mean. It's a little more, it's just the artistic aesthetic is all that kind of gloomy, dark, evil, medieval garbage. So I'm digging it, dude. Gameplay looks awesome. Everything looks exactly how you would want Diablo to look at this point.
Yeah. So. And not coming to Game Pass. Dang it.
Oh, well, that's a shame, isn't it, Xbox?
I know. I'm like, you know what? You're
kinda
buying these homies.
Yep. Kind of missed
on.
It. Huh?
I'm like, because they know people are going to be dropping that 60, dropping that 70.
Oh,
that
for
80,
sure.
Whatever it is.
Whatever the frick PlayStation wants to give you.
Yep. But you know what? I'm excited. It's cross-platform play, cross progression between PC, Xbox, PlayStation, Switch, all that stuff. So I love that, because I loved Diablo 3 on console was so fun. I loved how it felt on the controller. I know people are like, no, mouse and keyboard all the way. No, this game is so good on a controller. The only downside was like, I wanted to pick it up on my Switch every once in a while and play there, or go to my PC. But if I wanted to play with friends, I had to make sure I was on that platform with them, because there was no cross-platform play. Yeah. So I'm very excited that I could potentially buy this 4 times and play it wherever I want.
Heck yeah. And listen, love to play games multiple times.
This is so fun.
Love it. The Switch version, I have faith in it, though, because these guys, they do good work on their Switch ports. Diablo 3 was really nice, and I think Overwatch was pretty good, too.
And Diablo 2 was good on Switch as well. Too, so I hope that it can hold up, because this looks like it's pushing it to the next level.
Definitely
pushing it. I'm like, how is this going to look on the Switch?
Definitely pushing it, and it will be pixely as garbage, but I think they'll pull it off, hopefully with the gameplay intact, which is most important, I guess. Exactly. Sea of Thieves season 7 update is coming. Yeah, it didn't seem as like big as the whole Jack Sparrow update thing.
Kind of the Disney Pirates of the Caribbean tie-in. Yeah. That was really cool, by the way. And so like, whatever these guys do, I'm on board with. This game gets better and better each update. It's incredible.
Yeah, for sure. It's pretty cool. Ravenlock. What is this, dude? Ravenlock.
I don't know. What is a Ravenlock?
Click it, Trev.
I'm clicking. Oh, dang it. It has an ad.
Oh, screw it. Okay. Darn IGN.
Screw you, Ravenlock, giving us advertisements. It's all their fault.
The art, dude, the art looks cool, though. I'll tell you
It does. It's kind of like that weird 3D pixelated stuff, right?
Yeah, Ravenlock but they have like no description of it, so it must just be a random trailer. Cocoon, don't know what that is. We long fall. Okay, so listen, they started to get into the Asian side of things.
Yes, and this is where I kind of perked up in a few different little areas.
They were like, hey, check this out. Listen, we're coming, Japan. You know, we know you only buy 5 of our consoles.
Actually seen that the Xbox is like doing
it's actually doing good over there
in Japan right now? Especially the Series S. Like, it's selling pretty well, which is kind of cool.
You know why?
Because they can't find a PS5.
They can't fit it into their homes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You know, because the PS5 is giant.
I know.
It is the size of a forklift to move it. Some reason Sony was like, you know what? I know we do really well in Japan, and they love small handheld things. Let's give the a tower that's bigger than most PC towers. I think that would be a good idea. And there you go. And that's why you're losing. That's why they love the S. We Long Fallen Dynasty, Team Ninja. It looked fine. Looks cool. Looks like all the other action things coming out of Japan in that area. Looks fine. Persona was the big deal. We got Persona 3, 4, 5, all of these coming over. Dude,
Devin,
Persona
is
so good.
I love Persona. Dude, I haven't finished Persona 5 because I've been wanting
500 hours long?
Because it's super long.
Super long.
But so Persona 4 Golden is like up there with, again, one of those like all-time amazing games that I will forever cherish. So yeah. I think it's so cool that it's coming to a platform that isn't like a Japanese-centric platform so other people can experience these games.
Yeah.
And part of Game Pass, that is awesome. It sounds like they're kind of like releasing these in stages, so there won't be like a drop of all three, but it looks like the first one, Persona 5 Royal, it is,
yeah,
will be on 21st of October, baby, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Also coming on the Switch. Dive back in.
Yeah. Well, wait, so, it is?
Yes.
Oh, dang it. Maybe that's
sorry, Xbox. just wanted to put that out there before you go spend your hard-earned shekels. I want you to make sure.
Yeah, I could get it, you know, with my Game Pass subscription, but I'll probably end up getting it on
Switch. Is this on Game Pass? Oh, it is.
It is. This is Game Pass, baby. Oh,
okay, so never mind then. Yeah. But it's on the Switch. Yeah. And the Switch is perfect for these Persona games, guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, to be honest, Persona 5 would be a lot easier to hold down if I could just like pop it, you know, do it on the bus or wherever I'm going, because man, mm-hmm. that game is, it's a doozy. It's like 100 hours of like friendship and goodness. It's a great game. Yeah. Love the game. Another big one, Hideo Kojima coming to Xbox, partnership with him. New game. Have no idea what the game is. No clue. The game is something he's always wanted to do, and it has maybe something to do with cloud gaming because he mentioned it. So with this dude's brain,
this
who
man,
the frick knows what you're going to get? Most likely it's going to be a movie. It's just going to be a movie at this point.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, because like the last game was like, dude, I started playing Death Stranding. Listen, it's like Crazy Taxi, but like in a bear.
I love that. It's like that's a great way to describe it.
It's like Crazy Taxi, but with like a really dramatic story involved in between that you're like, this is kind of interesting, but like, I don't want to watch a movie right now. I want to play a game. So could we move on with this 20-minute soap opera? I really would love to play a game now. And when you start playing, you're like, oh, it's just Crazy Taxi with triggers. Anyways,
I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued. Because
this
man's brain
is insane. And so, like, if anything, I'm just excited to be, like, on this roller coaster, just seeing what happens. I might not even play the game, just like Death Stranding.
Yeah.
But, like, every big video game show where they'd show the new weird Death Stranding thing, like, it was always interesting to be like, okay, what is going on with
this
weird freaking game?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm excited to see what he is showing. Mm-hmm. And it is cool that, you know, he is partnering with someone other than Sony on this. This is kind of cool.
Yeah. Screw you, Sony. You know, we got money.
It's not necessarily what we're
what
I mean.
Listen, I know what you're saying. I feel what you're picking up for down. Whatever. Starfield, Trev. Starfield finally got full gameplay. Listen. There was no way, Trev. There was no way that this game was going to live up to any type of hype that it had built. It could have shown like the most amazing game in the world. It still would have never lived up to the hype going on in people's brains at that moment. Like, no way. And so when it came out and people were like, oh, this is No Man's Sky. Well, yeah. No Man's Sky. No, dude, like it is No Man's Sky-esque, but it's a Bethesda game. Like, there is plenty of Bethesda things going on here. You got your kind of stiff lips moving on here. You got your Bethesda look. I mean, it's definitely prettier, definitely better looking than freaking, we just barely saw Fallout 76. So listen, we're pushing the engine.
We're definitely
pushed to a different place. We're on a different engine for sure. But it still has those funny like Bethesda things.
Kind of quirks to
it. Quirks you can see. But overall, I mean, what do you think? It's Fallout in space.
Yeah, I really want to be excited about this, Devin, like, because I really enjoyed, like, I don't know, Fallout New Vegas was probably the one I like the most. I do, they're saying like Skyrim in space specifically for this one. And I love those games. This game, like, there's mining, there's spaceship flying, there's shooting with guns. Like, there's like a whole bunch of stuff going on in this game. I just don't know how it's all going to tie together. Like, how big is this universe? They talked about it like a little bit, but like, it seemed pretty vast as far as like going around and exploring and different storylines and quests and things like that. I don't know, Devin. I don't know how to feel about this.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a weird place with it. Like I said, it would never have lived up to my hype, but there was like no moment. And it's probably because of No Man's Sky ruined it, because of the procedural generated, like, you can go to a million worlds and who gives a crap? Like, that kind of thing has really, I guess it probably ruined Starfield's vibe. Because like, when he's like, you can go to thousands of worlds, I was like,
oh, yo, there's billions in No Man's Sky.
Yeah, well, and then I was also like, do I have to? I'd really don't want to.
Like, again, like, tailor it, make it
please
good.
Tailor it. And that's the other thing. It's like, the game is a shooting game, right? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you hire someone who knows about shooting games and be like, listen, pal, you're going to just be our action guy, okay? All you're going to do is make sure that this gameplay feels like Call of Duty. That's all you need to do.
Sure.
Okay. That's all I want you to do. Make it feel like Destiny. Exactly. Something like that. Just something smooth and silky. But watching this, it
definitely feels
it's better than Fallout. Yeah. For sure.
But like, Fallout first person shooting was real bad.
Yes.
Like, it felt
way
awful.
Bad. Way bad.
And this seems like it has some of those vibes, though, right?
But that's what I'm saying. There is something about a game, like, you can look at it and you can tell that, like, that gun does not perform right. Your stick is, when you're moving that stick, I guarantee you it's jittering and jagging all over the place and it's not hitting your target and you're like, what the frick's going on here? Is it better than Fallout? It definitely looks like it. But why do you not, like, dude, this is the gameplay. I know there's like the story part and the RPG elements, but like, the stuff that you're doing, like the shooting and stuff, maybe we should like be Destiny quality, dude.
Yeah,
why don't we talk to Bungie or somebody and being like, let's get some shooter people in here.
We haven't played it, so we don't know for sure, but at least from the imagery that we're getting, it does look a little jank as far as that that first person shooting. The other thing I can't get over, Devin, like, and I think like I want to be over it, is just like when you're talking to an NPC and their face is just like boom right there in the screen, dead center.
What
and
is
they got
up
that
with
dead
it?
Eye look looking
dude,
at you.
Dude, what is up with that? It blows my mind that they're still doing that. And that's that kind of Bethesda thing where I'm like, guys, we got to push past this. We have a game. Like, listen, not a lot of people are talking about this game anymore. Even for me, I didn't love it. But Horizon, Forbidden West, say what you will, the game is a great game, but it's not vibing with me so much. But the freaking animations on the faces, on all that stuff, is like far superior. They look natural. It's like, blows my mind that I'm like, dude, this is an RPG just like this game. And they're like having like freaking cutscene worthy like animations on their faces and their eyes and the lip movements, stuff like that. This is like, zoom on their face, got the weird pinched lips going and the creepy buggy eyes. And you're like,
dead eyes. Like, you just like, I feel like it takes you out of the experience. Like, whatever. We dealt with it with all of these Bethesda games, and sure, like, they still can tell a great story, but it does kind of pull you out a little bit where you're like, oh, whoa. All right. Well, you're real right up in my face right there, buddy. And I wish they would have spent more time making that look better.
It's just weird that Bethesda, like, even with the new engine, I think I'm pretty sure that's what this is.
Yeah.
It's like, why are these quirks still happening? Like, why did we not
like it's almost like they're
things.
Doing it on purpose. Like, hey, we got to hit
this
that
is
Bethesda,
what Bethesda
quota,
is.
Right?
Yeah. This is what we are, is this stilted animation and this really, and that's that same thing, like stilted gunplay. And it's like, why are we keeping up with this stuff? Are there cool things on this? Yeah. I think it'd be cool to build, like, building the ship looked really cool.
Yeah,
like, I love the idea of building like my own ship and going places, and also building your own planet. Like, all that stuff is cool. And I'm sure, like, people that are into this kind of stuff and the lore, like, they do a great job with lore and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Dude, you're going to be like, if you're into this kind of stuff, yeah, it's going to be awesome. You're going to build your own planet. You're going to spend hundreds of hours in this game and love it. But for someone like me, who's like, dude, I want an in and out experience. I'll probably play you for 30 hours at most. I really would love, like, you know, a tight story with some good, like, facial and visual improvements, you know, and there are some, but it still has those weird quirks that I'm just like, well, it's still Bethesda, you know? Yeah. Strange.
You know, with all that being said, though, I still am excited to give it a go.
Still going
to
buy it. Yeah. Still going to try it. I think, I hope, yeah, like you said, I hope it leans somewhere in between Skyrim and Fallouts. I'm not a huge Fallout guy. So, like, for me, I just really hope that I really vibe with this universe and this world that they're creating, you know, because I really vibe with that Skyrim and all that kind of stuff. So, yep. Anyways, that was the big to-do on Xbox. Overall, what did you feel about the conference? Just kind of...
Yeah, it was like there's a couple. I like the variety more, like that it wasn't all sci-fi horror games.
Yeah,
like I like exactly. That at least they showed a variety of games and types of games and art styles and motifs and all that stuff. So like it had a good variety. I mean, it was probably, you know, middle of the road for me. I don't think there's anything that like knocked my socks off where I was like, dude, I have to play that. I am so excited about that. You know, like I didn't see that. But there are some exciting things that, you know, pique my interest.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff. And I really thought it was okay. I think it was probably a C for me, somewhere around there in the middle.
Yeah.
It's just a bummer that Xbox, I know they've got a lot of new things that they've bought and stuff, but like just show us a little taste of something like Fable. Something like yeah, you have like so oh, many man. Games,
see that's
dude.
Something I would be real hyped
I would
about
freak out
Fable.
I'm ready
to start seeing what all these acquisitions are actually turning into.
Yes.
And I know they're going to come, and honestly, like with gaming right now as a whole, especially on like PC, Xbox and PlayStation, I feel like we're at like this weird middle ground where like we're still relying on like the tech from the old stuff. I don't feel like I've seen anything truly next gen yet.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I feel like we're in a weird place where with Nintendo, it's like, hey, we all know
that's we know where we're at. Graphics, yep.
But hey, they have a crazy variety of interesting games.
Yeah.
And, you know, they play to their strengths. And I'm ready to see some next gen stuff. I'm ready to see something unique and cool. A lot of this honestly all starts to kind of mesh together in my mind, and feels a lot of samey.
Dude asked, how do you guys feel about the new console generation thus far? And do you feel like it's moved the bar significantly enough? And for me, I'm with you, Trev. I feel like this is a weird generation. It's very holding pattern. It's like nothing's really like, I'm not vibing with anything like in a big way that I'm like, wow, this is next gen. This is really, there was no way this could be on another console because there hasn't been a game yet.
No.
That you're like, oh, it isn't on another console. They're all on PS4. They're all on the other Xboxes. And so you're just like, okay. So yeah. why do I have this console that is super fast, can do cool things, has awesome, like PlayStation 5, has an awesome controller with sweet, you know, vibration and cool stuff that it does. And you got the 3D audio. But it's like, what are we doing? Like, other than these little tiny things, I really would like to see that. Let's just leave it behind. Let's just
have
be like
peaked, Dev.
Yeah. Well, have we? That's the question. Is there no further? Like, is this it? Like, is the generation gaps just going to be like an iPhone where you're just like, oh, I guess
just incremental upgrades
and
stuff like that.
Fine.
Like,
I guess it's okay.
I mean, like, there's some pros and cons to that, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, like your hardware will last longer and you're not having to replace it as often to get the new games, and you can still play. You know, there's good things there, but like, I don't know. I'm excited about like where especially when it comes to technology. Okay, how do we push the envelope? How do we take it to that next level? And there's a lot of like quality of life features on these new systems that I'm like, oh, that's cool. Everything loads real fast. Oh my gosh, cool. The save state kind of things. And I, you know, there's cool things that way, but like I am ready to be like that moment I got the Xbox 360 and like, oh my gosh, these graphics like blew my mind. Like I felt like, I don't know. It was just, it felt so fresh and new, even though like gameplay maybe wasn't totally different, but I'm ready for them to really push the envelope. I'm ready for them to cut out the PS4, cut off the Xbox One. And I know that is not what they're going for right now, but I want them to do that. I want them to just be like, we're done, cut it off. Okay, here it is. These are this new generation exclusives where we can really push the envelope, or we're going to find out that there's not much left to push. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. And then that was the thing, like 360. That was when you played Oblivion, when you played, that's what made Bethesda on the map and then Skyward Sword. When you played those, especially Oblivion for me.
Yes.
You went into that world and you said, when you went out of that dungeon, you were like, holy crap. It was so different. It was like night and day from the Xbox to the Xbox 360.
Huge.
It was
difference.
Night and day.
Well, especially
seeing
going from
those mountain ranges and like freaking, it was just
vast,
insane.
And lush, like the grass and everything was, it was just incredible, and the lighting and all this cool stuff. And so I'm ready for that moment. Yeah. And, you know, because think about it, Devin, the PS4 and the Xbox One life was what? 2013 is when those came out. Okay. So, we're approaching 10 years
almost.
And it's like, hey, it's time. It's time for that next thing. Because to be honest, I'm getting very burnt out of that. That's probably why I'm so into like all this JRPG stuff and like, you know, kind of more cartoony looking stuff, just because it feels more fresh, I guess, to me in my eyes, because everything else just kind of blends together. So I can't wait till when we get to the actual next gen.
And I think that's why, you know, like Starfield kind of was a bummer, because like I think a lot of people were hoping that this is going to be that moment, like show us that moment where we were like, oh my gosh,
but next it just seems like it was developed again for, you know, the last gen consoles, last and gen, then it'll have some new tweaks for the new stuff. But I'm ready. Show me what these things can do.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for the fan question there, Mood Dude. Playing, Trev, I've been playing Neon White. Speaking of weird and strange and completely different, this is just it's a card game, but it's a first person shooter that uses cards, and also it's a dumb anime story that I skipped entirely. So there's a wonderful button, you just press minus and then all of a sudden it just goes through all this dumb story. They just talk forever, so you just press that button. That's what I say to you. If you're going to play this game, skip all that garbage and get right into the gameplay, because the gameplay is supreme, dude. It feels like you're doing parkour, weird demon parkour with cards. It is so cool. There is no game like this. It is, if you're into like repeat run type stuff, like, dude, I can do better. I'm going to get like, you know, like getting those 3-star things and those dumb mobile games or whatever it is. If you're into that, like, dude, I need to chase that feeling, It's for you. Chase the Feeling. Get Neon White. It is so good.
Well, and it has one of my favorite leaderboards too, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So your friends that you're competing against, you can see like, oh, Devin got a better time or a better score, yeah, or whatever it is on this. All right, let me really try to push it. And I love stuff like that. That's pretty fun.
Love it. It's so good. Really fun to play.
Now, are you playing on Switch or PC?
Yeah, played it on the Switch. I could see how it definitely would be better with a real controller with like a full motion stick, but it did work enough on the Switch. I did really well, got some like platinums and all that stuff. So you're good.
Good
to run the Switch, but you'll probably do better if you were on a console. I don't even know if it's on console, but PC.
It's not,
whatever.
Just PC, yeah. and Switch for now.
Yeah,
but
so good.
You know,
guys,
it seems like a fun game to play on Switch. That's probably where I'll end up picking it up. I've heard people say like, hey, you need to get this game on PC because of mouse and keyboard. I just, you know, lately, dude, like just Nintendo,
just
Switch,
fun,
portable.
Dude.
That's my thing, man.
That's kind of how I've been feeling lately too, man. I'm just leaning on it. Good thing we're on the Nintendo show, right?
Yeah, y'all? Exactly.
Sorry, half of the show wasn't Nintendo stuff, but hey, we gotta talk about the E3 junk. Skyward Sword, Trev. Now, we talked about Skyward Sword when it came out. I didn't beat, I stopped halfway again, just like always. But guess
like
what?
Like every time with that game.
Yeah, like every time with this game. And I think before we gave it more of a glowing review, I'm here to report I have beaten Skyward Sword.
Have you really?
I have done it. I've
you
done
did
the
it,
impossible.
Dad.
I beat Skyward Sword.
They said it couldn't be done.
Yeah, they did. And I'll tell you what, it can be. And it makes you feel worse about the game. Skyward Sword is probably one of the worst Zelda games.
Oh, no.
But, like, I think, like, we really jived with the beginning of the game. I think that's where it's, like, at its best. Once it gets further into the game, you're really repeating a lot of the same type of dungeons. And you're repeating the same bosses, that it really gets to the point that you're like, oh, man, we gotta. Because I used to think that game had the best dungeons. Turns out, not so much. Probably Twilight Princess or one of those others. Skyward Sword, yeah, not a great Zelda game. It's good. The controls, man, the sword stuff, even at the end, I was like, yes, this is better, but it is still very difficult.
But it's still not like, you know, it was designed for a motion controller.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I'm glad that they've changed it. And honestly, like, I'm glad that you finished it, Dev. That's cool. Like, now you can finally say, like, you finished that Zelda game. I still can't say that. And I, again, only about halfway. I enjoyed what I played up to that point more than I did back on the Wii or whatever. But,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, interesting. That's interesting to hear that it didn't live up to that same excitement that we both had when we played that game early on.
Yeah, it really, like, the front half is really pretty solid. Back half, you're doing a lot of the repeats, and it's fine. Like, again, I would say it's like a 7. It's still Zelda, still love it, still has the music, still gives you the feels, still has all that Zelda stuff that you love. But yeah, definitely not up there for sure. Trev, what you been playing?
Dude, like we talked about it a little bit earlier, Pokemon Legends Arceus or
whatever
you want to call it.
Do.
Yeah, you know, it's a choose your own adventure. You go with what you feel in your heart.
Yep.
I'm glad that I can finally put that behind me, because that's been like weighing on my mind. I recently picked up Xenoblade Chronicles 3 because I'm really excited to dive into that. And I started like 20 minutes in. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm so hyped about this. But in the back of my mind, I was like, dude, Pokemon's coming up in 3 months.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to finish the last Pokemon game. I need to finish Arceus. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put Xenoblade 3 on the back burner. Let it simmer. You know, let it sit.
Yep.
Went back into Pokemon Legends Arceus, and I'm glad I did. I really enjoyed my time with it. Again, like I said, it's a little bit beta-y feeling. Like, it's a little not perfect, but I'm glad I played it. It was a lot of fun. So I would say, like, if you haven't finished it, go finish it.
Go finish
it. Did I sell you on it?
Yep, go get that guy.
Okay, but more importantly, what I've been playing, Devin,
yes,
is a little game that came out about 2 weeks ago called Koromon.
Nice.
Koromon, baby. Another Pokemon game, dude.
Nice.
So I am so into, like, okay, I recently went back and played Crystal on my Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone back and I played Emerald on my Game Boy Advance. I can't get enough of these games for some reason. I'm broken, Devin. I've played all of these games so many times and they're all the freaking same. But there's, like, we talked about that comfort food, right?
Yes.
Koromon is so good. If this is one of those rip-off Pokemon games that I'm like, this is a must-play if you love Pokemon games.
Yeah.
This game reminds me exactly like the Game Boy Advance-style Pokemon game. It has that same kind of pixelated art style, but obviously higher resolution. They can fit more stuff on the screen, do more effects and stuff like that. The animations of each sprite, each Pokemon or Coromon sprite, looks so good. It looks better than the normal Pokemon game. The way they animate and things like that just looks so cool. It has a lot of really cool accessibility features where you can put it into like an easy, medium, hard mode, but then you can even get more granular than that. You can be like, hey, I want to be able to pick my Coromon that I send out when I run into random encounters, or I want things at the store to be half price. So you can really like tailor it to like where your skill level is. So cool. Like with me, I've bumped it up. I've made it a little bit harder, but my boys that are playing through it right now, my kids, you know, that are 11 and 7, they're going through it and we've dropped it down so it's a little bit more user-friendly for them, and they're digging it so much.
Dude.
And it has like shiny, you know how like Pokemon have shiny variants?
Yeah.
They have two different types of shiny variants. So you have your normal Coromon, you have your potential Coromon that are a different color and up stats, and then you have like your perfect. And they're all different color. They all just look so cool. All the Coromon look cool. That's like awesome, I am dude. Super into this game, and cool. I'm so excited it exists. This is probably another one that I'm almost done with. I'm probably going to go back and finish it before I dive fully into Xenoblade. Yeah. But I can't recommend it enough. I think it's like only $20, dude. And it has cross save with Steam because it's been out on Steam for a little bit, and it is coming to other platforms down the road and even mobile, but it has cross save so you can kind of move back and forth, which I thought was kind of cool.
That's cool.
Love it. I love these Pokemon ripoffs. Honestly, it's turned into its own genre of game, like
yeah, it
Pocket
seems like
Monster.
It. That's so cool. Games.
Love it. Can't recommend it enough.
Coromon. Cool. Trav, should we get into our recommendations? This is where we give something awesome to check out, video games or otherwise. My recommendation to all you fine folk, I'm going to be the annoying Nintendo warning, you know, that they give you when you're playing your Wii or you're playing your Switch and it's like, hey, it's time to go outside. Please get off your butts. That's me right now. Go outside. Enjoy the outdoors. It's the summer. I've been going on plenty of little like outdoors hikes and vacations and doing woodsy things that I usually don't do that often because I'm pretty pale and I like to stay inside. But Trev, I got a sick tan. I'll tell you what, it feels good. Cancer feels right. Skin cancer is the way to go. Go outdoors, everybody. It feels nice to get some fresh air, get that body moving. And, you know, you can play your video games while you're traveling as well. So
that's
enjoy
right.
yourselves. Enjoy yourselves in the great outdoors. That's what I've been doing mostly with my time. So that's my recommendation.
That is a great recommendation.
Guys. Thank
love
you.
Love it, Dev.
Air. It's
good. And then my recommendation is when you're outdoors on your little journeys, take a video game handheld with you. So that way you can enjoy the video games out in the wilderness. No, so all right. You know me, I love handheld gaming, right? I prefer playing on a handheld system for some stupid reason. It's more intimate. I can take it wherever I want. I love it.
Yes.
Okay. We're in this weird renaissance of these like gaming handhelds, like gaming handheld PCs, like the Steam Deck and the Aya Neo and all these different things that are coming out that you can play PC games on, right?
Yeah.
We also have had a lot of retro emulations handhelds. Okay.
Yes.
I've talked about a few from Ambernic and things like that on this podcast in the past. All right. So I recently backed a thing called the Ayn Odin, A-Y-N and then Odin. And this thing's about the size of a Switch Lite, but it feels so much better. The screen's a lot better.
Really?
And it runs Android. So it's almost like a phone with this like awesome controller strapped around it almost.
Okay.
It looks, you got to look this up. It looks a lot better than the way I'm describing it.
Let me give it a try.
Okay. This thing is so incredibly cool. I I play it all the time. So I have all my collection of like every, it'll play everything up to most GameCube games and some PS2 games. Uh-huh. And I recently moved my whole 3DS collection over to it. So I no longer have to have my 3DS and use its weird charging cable and stuff like that. I just play everything on that little handheld. And it is amazing to have my whole retro game library on this thing. I can plug it into a monitor and use a Bluetooth controller and play it docked. So if I want to play my retro games on my computer monitor, the TV, I can take it on the go. This thing is incredible. So honestly, if you're looking for something to take with you to play a lot of those retro games, Android games, I would say this is kind of the one to beat right now. This is definitely the handheld to get. This thing is so polished and runs so well, and especially price to like what you're getting out of it to performance. Yes. This thing is rock solid. So again, the Ein Odin is an incredible handheld. I can't recommend it enough. It's one of my favorite pieces of tech.
It looks awesome. And also it comes in, what is it? Atomic pink or atomic purple? Like the one that the clear purple.
Yeah, they have
64 days.
So many cool like color variants and things like that. And the plastic, like you would think like a lot of these like Chinese import consoles, you know, whatever are cheap, and a lot of them are.
Yeah,
this one has this like level of polish to it that just it feels right. It feels good.
It looks good.
And it's more comfortable to hold than the Switch Lite, because the Switch Lite is just this like flat slab that's not ergonomic, not comfortable. This thing has some ergonomics to it. It has like analog triggers, and you know, like it just it's so much. And also, Devin, for streaming games, so doing things like your Game Pass Xbox stream stuff or Stadia or whatever, it works like a gem. It's such a cool little piece of tech.
To our fans, we're sorry for being gone for 6 months.
Way too long.
Honestly, thank you for like your support, like even throughout. Just seeing like that people are still listening is mind-blowing to me.
Right?
Really?
Why are you guys listening still?
What are you freaking listening to, guys? There's nothing. But it is so cool that you guys are still listening to us, or at least looking out for us. Really appreciate it. The show thus far, what is it going to become? Me and Trev, I think it for us is just going to be a good time. It's just for us to chat with each other, see each other. It won't be week by week, won't be every other week. It'll probably be monthly, if that. And we'll try. I think we're going to try to at least work it so it's monthly. So it's for you guys who have been supporting us. You actually have some kind of, you know, genuine like, oh, I can look forward to this time when the show will come out. So we'll figure out a day. We'll try to stick to that day for you guys, but it'll probably just stick for the monthly for now. Just because, you know, as much as there is like gaming news, there's a lot of other podcasts, lots of other people doing stuff like we're doing. But we for us, it's just like it's just seeing our buddies, it's just hanging out with me and Trev. And hanging out with you guys. And that's all the show really is right now for us. So that's what's going on with the Nintendo show. Hope that works for you all. Just let us know if it doesn't. And as a special little gift for you all, you know, we could have said it at the top, but let's say it at the end, because if you got this far, what is this, like an hour and 44 minutes? You got in an hour and 44 minutes. Guess what? Whoever types this code in gets Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreaks expansion for free. This is the code. Thanks for Jake, our cousin, who has also been a great support and like always backing us and like listening to our podcast. Thank you, dude, for this code and like supporting us. This is the code, Trev. You ready, everybody? Here we go. E075XR37366 GHFKW. That's a lot of stuff. I hope you got it. If you did, enjoy that Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak expansion. That's a mouthful for me for some reason. Everyone, thank you once again. It's so much fun to talk with Trev again, to just do the show again. We promise 6 months will probably not happen again, but we'll do our best. Things get crazy. You know how it goes. And until next time, Remember, you can follow us on Facebook at The Nintendo Show. You can rate our podcast on the service. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, all the good stuff. We're on everything. Go check us out. Share us with your friends. Let people know the goodness, which is The Nintendo Show. Until next time, we will see you. Bye.
Cowabunga, dudes. Super Smash Brothers!
Game over.